This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. The non-commercial television network C-SPAN is visiting Arkansas. Over the last 2 days, its new C-SPAN bus has been visiting schools and earlier today was at the state capitol. That's where I caught up with the network's Janae Green to talk about the visit.
Well, we're so excited to be in Arkansas. We are currently on our 50 Capitals tour. And so, of course, we had to stop in Arkansas and come to Little Rock. Thanks to Comcast, we were able to come because we work with our local cable affiliates in the area. C-SPAN was created by cable, and so they brought us here to Little Rock. But we're here today at the state capitol. We interviewed Governor Asa Hutchinson on board the bus, and afterwards we're having our open bus event where people in the community, elected officials, and anyone can come by and see what our bus has to offer. It is our mobile studio, so that's where we did our interview. But other than that, it has 11 mobile tablets where you can check out the exclusive C-SPAN bus app. There's a Washington, D.C. themed selfie station, so if you want your picture in front of the White House or Capitol, you can take it right here in Arkansas. There's a 360 camera that allows you to explore a different location like the White House press briefing room and see exactly what that space looks like. And then, of course, we highlight our video library that has over 230,000 hours of documented video. So whether you want to go back and look at the interview that Governor Hutchinson did this morning, you can see that. It's also all, it has text to go with all of it. So you can see exactly what he said, when he said it, search for taxes or certain terms, and truly learn and get informed about what's happening here in your community.
What do we hear a cut from the governor on C-SPAN this morning?
Arkansas is one of three states last year that had the lowest unemployment rate, but also moved up wage rates by 3%. And so the state of Arkansas as well. Yesterday we gave the state of the state address. I did to the General Assembly as we kick off the new budget session. And I want to welcome the bus and C-SPAN to Little Rock, Arkansas, and glad you're here.
That was Governor Asa Hutchinson from this morning, going live on a call-in program on C-SPAN. And in the interest of full disclosure, I should note that 25 years ago at this time, I was an intern at C-SPAN, spent 5 months there at the network, learned a whole lot about its operations, and have a tremendous amount of respect for the network. Are y'all doing anything here on the Arkansas legislature? They're beginning a fiscal session yesterday. Have y'all done anything on that or state politics?
So we know that they just started their session, and that was one of the things we were most excited for when it came to us having our open bus here at the Capitol this week. Now, covering it wise, we personally have not done any programming outside of the governor's interview, but what we are doing and hoping that we can get even more of is our voices from the states, which are quick 30-second interviews that can allow people in the community or elected officials to come out and tell us what's the most important issue for your state of Arkansas, or what would you like leaders in D.C. to do for your state. And with this being the first week back in session, it's a busy time, so I'm sure we'll get some great responses on that.
Yeah. And finally, a lot of people may not understand the funding. Some people think C-SPAN is just a TV channel for Congress. Yes, it airs Congress on C-SPANs 1 and 2, but it's privately funded.
So yes, we were created by the cable industry as a public service. So we do not get any funding from the government, but we get it from the cable industry. So 6 cents a month comes from your cable or telecom bill, and that allows us to keep our coverage non-biased, non-partisan, but also be a public service to you all by giving you that full-on access, fly-on-the-wall look at your government and what's happening. And so we thank the cable industry for that and their continuous support of C-SPAN.
And Brian Lamb, for a long time, was the leader of C-SPAN. He's kind of retired, stepped back a little bit, but he was the one really in 1979 who got C-SPAN going. How's he doing?
Oh, he's wonderful. We see Brian in the office almost every day. And when I tell you, he still has such a great presence there. He knows everyone's name and he truly helps make the company what it is as far as the morale, sticking by C-SPAN's mission and truly making sure that we do what we do and we do it well. We are C-SPAN and we're here just to provide information. And Brian makes that such an easy job for us because of all that he represents and all that he's put in C-SPAN. So be loved, Brian.
Well, the C-SPAN bus has been parked in front of the state capitol for the last 2 days. Where are y'all going next?
So tomorrow we're heading up to Fayetteville in northwest Arkansas. So we'll do Fayetteville, Bentonville, Rogers, and then we'll make our way to Fort Smith on Thursday. And then we finish the week in Shawnee, Oklahoma. So we're going, we're on this 50 Capitals tour, and we don't finish until November of this year. So we're rocking and rolling.
That's Janae Green with C-SPAN over here as we're standing in front of the C-SPAN bus. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here in Arkansas.
This is KUAR 89.1.